MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 15, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. More pushback on 3A in Gloucester. Governor's Council candidate makes a pledge. Sun and clouds today, mid-50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:47 a.m. and 10:10 p.m. Ethan Foreman's writing in the Gloucester Times, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, in recent state grant awards for water and sewer infrastructure projects could be flushed away in Gloucester if a petition drive forces a referendum vote on the City Council's approval of multifamily zoning rules meant to comply with the MBTA Communities Act. That's the warning from the mayor, city officials, and some housing proponents, as the group seeks signatures from at least 10% of Gloucester voters, about 2,400 people, by next week's deadline. Just submitting the required number of signatures would suspend the city's new multifamily overlay district zoning ordinance from taking effect, according to the city charter. This would put the city out of compliance with the controversial state law promoting transit-oriented development by a December 31 deadline. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that a Republican candidate running for a rare open seat on the Governor's Council is pledging to reject judicial nominees who don't cooperate with federal immigration crackdowns. Ann Manning Martin of Peabody, one of three candidates running for the Council's 5th District that includes the North Shore and Merrimack Valley, is vowing that if elected, she will only support candidates for judges and special magistrates who protect the public by honoring federal immigration detainers for criminal suspects in the U.S. illegally. More news in 45 seconds.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Jim Sullivan is reporting in the Newburyport Daily News as Mayor Sean Reardon continues to scrutinize three proposals to turn the former Brown School into senior affordable housing. The City Council could learn his favorite by the end of the month. The Brown School was most recently the home of Newburyport Youth Services, which had to move out after the heating element was deemed unusable in the fall of 2021. NYS has since then become the Recreation and Youth Services Department. Earlier this year, Reardon submitted a $5.6 million to $7.7 million plan to build a recreation center at 59 Low Street to house the department, but the mayor has also made it very clear that he hopes to turn the Brown School into affordable senior housing while possibly keeping its gymnasium as a community space. And Emily Rosenberg is reporting on itemlive.com. In Lynn, the Catholic Charities Food Pantry on Silsby Street received $50,000 in the state fiscal year 24-25 budget to continue serving families in the greater Lynn area who are struggling with food insecurity. Since it opened in October of 2022, the pantry has served more than 8,000 clients in the region. A new food pantry coordinator, Richard Gonzalez, has been hired at the location who is bringing in experience from the grocery industry. Panthers 4, Bruins 3 last night. Bees at Rockies on Wednesday. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.